Hare Krishna. Bhakti is not just emotion. It is also action that expresses and enhances emotion. Sometimes some people say that bhakti is after all an emotion of the heart. Why do we need to express it publicly? Actually, where do we apply this reasoning in other aspects of our life? Now, if on Independence Day the national anthem is being played or the national flag is being unfurled, then we expect people to stand up, to salute, to offer due deference. And if we don't do that, often questions are raised whether is this person really a patriotic or not. So the point is, the expression of emotions is as a fair evidence of the presence of emotions, and that is fair enough again, because we don't have the power to peek into other people's hearts to know what their emotions are. That's why only when they express those emotions appropriately do we know that those emotions are present. And the similar dynamic applies to our relationship with Krishna also. How can anyone know if someone has emotions or not? Then it's only when they express emotions. Now, of course, it is possible that somebody might just might salute the national flag but not feel any patriotism. Similarly, it is possible that some people may do the religious rituals which are meant to express bhakti without actually having bhakti. But this kind of superficiality or hypocrisy, the way to remove it is not by stopping the expression, but by cultivating the emotion to accompany the expression. So, that means that if people actually contemplate, okay, why am I doing this particular activity, and what does it mean, and how is it important for me? Especially in the process of bhakti, if we have philosophical education, and then with the philosophical education, we try to cultivate the right emotion, then the expression enhances the emotion. For example, if we fold our hands in front of Krishna, that gesture itself, it not only conveys emotion, but it also cultivates emotion. So, that means that it actually, by folding our hands in front of Krishna, by bowing down before Krishna, the emotion within our heart is enhanced, and we move closer to Krishna by that, closer to feeling deeper, more genuine emotions for Him. So what we need to do thus is to recognize that bhakti is a process, and we need to move forward steadily in that process, in coming closer to Him. So the Bhagavad Gita 9.13 and 14 convey this internal and external dynamic of bhakti. 9.13, the Bhagavad Gita states that Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritah bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. It says Mahatmas, the great souls, are those who are daivim prakritim ashritah, who are taking shelter of the divine nature. And what is their conception? Bhajantyananya manaso. They worship Krishna wholeheartedly because gyatva bhutadim avyayam. They know He is inexhaustible, He is imperishable, He is the source of everything. And in the next verse, it says in the 14th text that satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudhavrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate satatam kirtayanto mam. That by always chanting my glories, yatantascha drudhavrataha, by endeavoring with great determination, namashyantascha mam bhaktya, one can, by bowing down to Him, nitya yukta upasate, one can in this way attain Him. So the point here is that satatam kirtayanto mam, that the external expression of that of the devotion to doing kirtan. So for example, sometimes when kirtan is going on, we may not feel like doing kirtan, but with whatever little devotion we have, if we start singing in the kirtans, and gradually we start feeling our devotion being enhanced. And as the devotion becomes enhanced, we feel enriched by that devotion. So bhakti is not just emotion. It definitely is emotion, but it is also action that expresses that emotion, and it is action that enriches that emotion. So bhakti is a complete way of living that encompasses our emotion and our action both. Thank you. Hare Krishna.